Welcome to Preaching Into the Mirror. I'm Sharmini Kumar. Each week I'm spending time with some of the stories of Jesus, according to the Gospel readings of the Revised Common Lectionary, if that means anything to you. And I'm preaching the sermon that I think I most need to hear. You can't tell, but I look myself in the eye while I'm preaching via a mirror. You are most welcome to eavesdrop. This week's passage is Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30 and 36 to 43. I like things to fit into neat categories. I like to know what's a weed and what's a useful plant. I like to know who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. I like to know what's a blessing and what's a curse. I like to know when I'm doing the right thing and when I'm doing the wrong thing. And perhaps more importantly, I like to know when someone else is doing the right thing and when they're doing the wrong thing. But here Jesus is saying you can't always tell. It's not always simple. It's not always just one thing. The wheat and the weeds have roots that are entangled. The bad and the good live side by side. Not just side by side, but so deeply entwined that by getting rid of one, you endanger the other. So I need to be slower to judge, because it often seems clear to me that this person is a good and productive person, but that person is a parasite choking the life out of other people. But it's not always that simple. In fact, it's not always clear which parts of me are good and fruitful and which parts of me are choking the life out of everyone and everything else. So Jesus says, be patient. Don't be in a hurry to rip things out. Don't be in a hurry to pull things up. Have patience. But I don't want to have patience. I want to do something. I want to stop the weeds. I want to save the plants, make everything grow beautifully. And Jesus wants me to just leave everything as it is. But that's not actually what's being said. What's being said is don't be in a hurry to destroy what you think is bad. And maybe that's because it's more useful in the economy of Jesus' kingdom to nurture the good rather than to try and uproot the bad. Maybe the answer in my own life is to pay attention to what is good and let Jesus take care of what is bad. Maybe the answer is to cultivate that which bears fruit, to work for justice and righteousness and peace, and trust that a better gardener will sort out the weedy part. But trust isn't easy, and doing violence to weeds feels so satisfying. It feels like action. It feels righteous. And if a good plant or two comes out in the meantime, well, that's the price you pay. But not in the kingdom of God. See, in the kingdom of God, every tiny growing thing is worth something. Every small seed is worth protecting. Every plant is nurtured and given the chance to bear fruit. See, this farmer doesn't want to take chances that any good thing might be lost. It's not a percentage game for God. It's not a balance of the greatest good for the greatest number, because every tiny shoot matters. Each fragile green stalk matters. Each one is given time to grow, to bear fruit, and to be beautiful. And that grace is extended to each person. And that grace is extended into each part of my life. So I can learn to honour Jesus' wishes. I can learn to be patient and hang in there and keep watering and doing all the gardening stuff in metaphor that I know nothing about in life. I can learn to cultivate the good and have patience with the less good. Except that's not quite the right way to see it. I can cultivate the good and postpone judgment on the rest. I can nurture the good and pray that the rest can be redeemed. And I can have patience and trust in the grace of God as God is patient with me. Amen.